This is a really important moment in the crypto regulation debate. The National Sheriffs Association has moved to a neutral position on the Clarity Act, and that's a significant shift.
It is. And because this group represents law enforcement leaders who deal every day with fraud, money laundering, stolen funds, and victim recovery, its stance carries real weight.
Right. They had previously opposed the bill, mainly because of consumer protection concerns. So this isn't them saying they are on board. It's more like they're choosing to step back and let the legislative process move forward.
Exactly. It isn't an endorsement. But it does remove a prominent law enforcement objection from the public fight, even though the underlying concerns have not disappeared.
That's the key nuance here. The Clarity Act has become a flashpoint because crypto regulation pits two major priorities against each other.
Supporters argue the industry needs clearer rules. Without a defined legal framework, companies face uncertainty, investors may not understand their rights, and regulators may be forced to react to problems instead of planning ahead.
And a clear legislative structure could help define oversight, disclosure requirements, and consumer protections. That sounds like a good thing on paper.
It can be. But critics, especially law enforcement groups, worry the bill could weaken public safety. Their concern is not only whether the law helps the industry, but whether it preserves the ability to investigate fraud, track illicit financial flows, and hold bad actors accountable.
For sheriffs and local law enforcement officials, regulation has to work in the real world. If the rules make investigations harder, victims of scams and theft may suffer.
That's the pressure point. If the rules are too vague, businesses may struggle to operate with confidence. But if they are too loose, they may leave victims without adequate protection.
And the association's earlier opposition was rooted in consumer protection. In crypto, that concern is especially acute because products can be complex, global, and fast-moving.
Consumers can lose money quickly, and recovery paths may be unclear. Law enforcement groups often worry that innovation can outrun oversight, leaving victims behind while regulators catch up.
So I think the move to neutrality is best understood as a strategic and procedural shift, not a change in values.
Yes. It may reflect a belief that the bill can be improved during the legislative process. It may also reflect a desire to avoid becoming another obstacle in a crowded debate with many stakeholders.
In some cases, restraint can be more useful than continued public opposition, especially when lawmakers are trying to negotiate details.
Stepping back can reduce gridlock. It allows lawmakers to negotiate without feeling boxed in by a high-profile objection from a respected law enforcement organization.
And it also signals that the group's concerns have not vanished. They're just willing to let the formal process address them.
That matters in a legislative environment where both overreach and underregulation carry real risks.
The stance of law enforcement groups is important because crypto is no longer a niche area.
It now touches payments, investing, lending, digital assets, and mainstream financial behavior. Regulation cannot be designed only around market efficiency or investor access.
It also has to account for enforcement, compliance, and public trust.
If the rules make it harder to investigate wrongdoing, the cost may be paid by consumers who fall victim to scams or theft.
This is why, when law enforcement objects, it is often a reminder that regulation is not just about legal structure.
It is about outcomes. Does the law help protect people? Does it give investigators the tools they need? Does it create clarity without opening new doors for abuse?
Those are not abstract questions.
They determine whether a regulatory system will actually work in practice.
The National Sheriffs Association's shift does not guarantee that the Clarity Act will pass unchanged.
Bills often evolve as they move through committees, receive amendments, and respond to new concerns.
And it does not mean every stakeholder is satisfied.
Supporters of the bill may see the shift as a helpful step, while critics may continue to push for stronger protections or different language.
The legislative process is rarely a straight line, and crypto regulation is especially contentious because opinions are strongly held on both sides.
Still, the shift is notable. It suggests that at least one major group is no longer actively blocking the bill based on the concerns it raised earlier.
That can change the dynamics of the debate and make it easier for lawmakers to find common ground, even if the underlying disagreements remain.
The next phase of the debate will likely focus on details: how consumer protections are defined, how oversight is structured, how enforcement powers are maintained, and how the bill balances innovation with accountability.
Those questions will determine whether the Clarity Act becomes a useful regulatory framework or a source of new friction.
Law enforcement, industry, regulators, and consumer advocates will all be watching closely to see whether the final product addresses the concerns that first drove the National Sheriff's Association to oppose the bill.
I think the most important takeaway is that the debate is shifting from blunt objection to a more nuanced legislative process.
The association's move is not a final verdict on the Clarity Act, but it is a meaningful signal that the fight over crypto regulation is entering a more technical and procedural stage.
So the central question is no longer simply whether the bill should exist.
It is whether it can be shaped into a framework that protects consumers, preserves law enforcement tools, and provides enough clarity for the industry to operate responsibly.